You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on August 6, 2025, and is titled Character and Hope. So grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
We had a, we had a good trip to Montana. It was a work trip, but we took a few days just to monkey around. It's really nice. Now, we've driven on both sides of the Tetons. So I told Robin next year I'm going over the top. I've had all that driving I want. I'm just going over the top in an airplane and turn around and get home. But I'll tell you one thing. You get around, you get very far from home, you're pretty darn glad when you get back. There's a... Do you know people write stuff in a menu that normal people can't read? I mean, it used to be a steak was just S-T-E-A-K, and potatoes was just P-A-T, just potatoes, you know? And now we went to some outfit, and it was expensive, and they had stuff I couldn't even read the menu. I was Googling. Robin didn't know it, but I was Googling because, I mean, I just didn't know what that stuff was, and I just didn't want to be dumber than somebody with purple hair, so I was Googling. And I want to find out what we was fitting to eat. So, anyhow, my poor wife is tired, and she's got a little bit under the weather. She's been in a car with me for the last 7-8 days or whatever, and that's enough for anybody. And so, yeah, y'all pray for her. She's a really good woman, and she just grew up bad, but she's taking it good. She stayed hooked for it. There's a lot of them wouldn't stay hooked for it. But one little old thing I want to tell you before we get in the word tonight a little bit, and this word tonight, no big deal, and I don't think there's anything in there going to make you cry or anything tonight, but some things to think about. And just in our daily walk and what we're doing is we try to glorify God, and as he glorifies himself through our lives. And how do we do that as a church, and what do we do? And, you know, I've been talking to y'all a lot while I've been dealing with all my eye stuff, which, by the way, is going well. I sold my first horse sale I ever sold in 40 years without glasses the other day, and I could still get $200,000 for one, so we're okay. And I could see everything is going on pretty good. But I've been talking about that and how, you know, as you watch this whole process and you're trying to learn from it, one of the things I found out that, if you're not careful, we've talked about the church becoming your crutches, and pretty soon that preacher up there will become your glasses, and you can't see anything for yourself. One of the things that I've learned about wearing glasses, and it's not that way for everybody, but my astigmatism caused it over the years, and then pretty soon I had two or three levels of, you know, stuff, and they learned how to smear the lines out or whatever and supposed to make it better. But the truth of the matter is, for the longest time, my glasses distorted reality. It made my horse look different when I took my glasses off or put my glasses on. Made the ground look different. Every pair was different. Nothing ever came out the same way twice. But it was never a true picture. And I was telling Robin this morning. We were talking about it, and I said, you know, still there's certain things that's a little bit fuzzy. You know, sometimes they're too far away. I can tell who people are. I might not be able to tell if you're smiling or frowning, you know, but I'm not perfect yet. But the trade-off is so good. Like, walking in my horse pen and getting on my horse, and everything's real. Now, I want you to hear this, because if somebody else is your glasses, you may miss your reality. If you're looking at everything at the kingdom of God, if you're looking at it through somebody else's view all the time, and listen, in Christianity, we're notorious about it. We take everybody else's perspective and never know for ourselves what it really looks like. And some days, today was one of those days where, I don't know if my eyes are tired or what happens, but some days are better than other days, and today was not my best day. So it's been just a little harder to pull it off, to sell the cow, sale, read my Bible this morning, all the things I want to do, just a little bit harder to do. You know what I told Robin this morning? I'm willing to do the hard stuff. I'm even willing to embarrass myself a little bit so that I can have a good, real view of what's going on under my nose all the time. I don't know that we're always ready for that. Now, I'm not saying you don't need a church, and I'm not saying you don't need a Bible study. I'm not saying you don't need help, because when we were pulling out of Montana Sunday morning, we left real early and it was dark. And my eyes in the morning are worse than they are towards the end of the day. They get better as we go. And so we were driving out of town, and I couldn't see the road signs real good. And so I found an old pair of glasses. I went back as far as I could get in my glasses, and those I can kind of tolerate. My newest ones, they're like wearing binoculars. I can't. They're terrible. You just get sick walking to that door. But I put them on, and I could see the road signs. Now, I couldn't wait to get them off. When the sun started coming up and then it got good, I could see. And I said, Lord, ain't that something? And here it came. You know who does need glasses, who needs somebody to share their perspective, to share what they know and what they can see? People in the dark. People in the dark. Maybe that's why some places have to hire an evangelist every year to come to town to shake them up, because they've been going to church while they're sitting in the dark. When I was in the dark that morning, I needed some glasses. I needed a little help. As soon as the sun came up and I could see everything that was going on, I didn't need any help. When I didn't need any help, I was able, if there was somebody else standing around in the dark, I would have been able to help them find their way into the light. That's a pretty good little message. What can you see? Can you really see? I was having a really good visit with a guy, a pastor buddy of mine, probably watching tonight, and we were standing there, and I was up there looking at them mountains outside the motel and walking around there, and he said, I said something about looking at them mountains. I said, you know, there's a lot of people come up here to look at them mountains. I said, I wonder how many of them actually ever got a good look at Mount Zion, because these things ain't nothing compared to that. You want to know what I was talking about? Mount Zion, man, the dwelling place of God. The holy hill that we've ascended because we have clean hands and a pure heart, and we can approach the throne room of grace of God. The kingdom of God that's here and upon us now and at hand. The Tetons are great, but they ain't nothing compared to Mount Zion. They're nothing compared to the presence of God. Wonder how many people driving around looking for a mountain. I told everybody in Montana, I said, you know what? We got real scenery where I live. There ain't no mountains getting away. There ain't no trees getting away. You can actually see what's going on. People drive up there to look at the mountains. What about looking at Mount Zion? Do you know what? If I was to tell you about Mount Zion today, there's part of you wouldn't get what I was saying. And there's part of you wouldn't even believe me. The only ones that know what I'm talking about is the ones that have seen it for yourself. And if you've been borrowing somebody else's glasses to look at what God has for you, you still ain't seen it. You got to see it for yourself. You got to know it for yourself. And as soon as you do, you can become a pair of glasses for somebody else for just a minute. I only needed them glasses till I came into the light. I'm just wondering in the American church today why everybody still needs glasses. Been real curious about that one. There's people been sitting in Bible study since Moby Dick was a minute, still couldn't answer three questions. I'm just curious. Is the kingdom of God really here? Has the Holy Spirit been poured out? Has God been revealed? Have we been spiritually enlightened? Do we now know for ourselves what everybody's been standing around trying to tell about? This is a really good question. So I thought I'd ask. So that's all I got for now. We'll sing a little bit and get in the word here in a minute. And yeah. Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you tonight. Thank you, Lord, for so many amazing things in our life, and we've been so privileged to get to do a lot and see a lot and been around a lot. And Lord, your fingerprints are all over every bit of it. Lord, today, I mean, I'm reminded, God, of the day that you hung on that cross and that curtain was rent in two. And Lord, I'm just thankful, Lord, that I don't need another man to get me behind that curtain. That the Holy of Holies is readily available for me. And Lord, I want to be in it. I want to be in your midst. I want to be in your presence. I want to walk in light. I want to be the light. And Lord, I know that through the teaching of your word and the studying of your Bible and by the power of your spirit that's in us, God, it can happen. And so, Lord, today, I fully expect you to heal my eyes, but you've already made where I can see. I just want to see more. And I pray that's all of our prayers today, all of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That what Steve was talking about a while ago reminded me of, I think it's Isaiah 40, verse 4. It said, every valley is going to be raised up, and every mountain is going to be level. It looks just like Portales, New Mexico, doesn't it, Roy? So, anyway, that's not for you guys that are from Springer, New Mexico. I'm not talking about your mountains either, because I know Jess is watching. So, all right, y'all want to stand up and sing a little bit?
Hallelujah. You know, we've kind of become a more of a teaching type ministry than anything else, which is very important. You know, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so as we learn and grow in the word of God, then we begin to walk more by faith. As we grow in our faith, we should also grow in our expectations of God, in our confidence in our prayers, to know that we're heard. One of the things that I love about Jim and Rhonda and Seth, but their songs, I mean, one of the best ones is, you know, that one about he heard me and he answered. And you said it up here one day, you read out of the Psalms, that we teach each other with psalms and spiritual songs, and we learn also from these things so that we grow not only in our knowledge of God, but we grow in our expectation of God. What do we expect of Him? And so tonight, with every head up, every eye open, every light on, before I get in the Word, by the instruction of the Holy Spirit, while we were sitting here praising, nothing on the bulletin, not having a big seance or anything. But if you're in this building right now and you're dealing with a health issue and you're expecting God to heal you, I want you to come down here right now and come stand right here if you're here. If you're on the other side of that camera, I want you to get up out of your chair and I want you to point your hand towards whatever it is you're watching. But if you're dealing with anything health issue in your life right now, then you are expecting God to heal you. You come down here, I'm going to pray for you. You can come see. Yeah, somebody stand in for Jim Daniels. Well, here's what I want you to know, too. I'm not too worried about it. I told him yesterday morning in here. I was sitting at a truck stop in Sheridan, Wyoming, and I prayed with Jim Daniels. Now, here's what I believe, and I don't want you to take offense to it. I don't care if 20,000 non-believers are praying for me or praying for whoever. I know about me, and I know I talked to God, and I knew I did it while Jim Daniel was on the phone, and God heard us, and God's answering. And so tonight, same thing. I'm just going to talk to God on behalf of whoever. We're not going to do details. We're not going to do any of that. I'm going to walk by and I'm going to anoint you with oil, and God is going to touch you and God is going to heal you. That's what we expect out of the God we know, the God who's here, the God we see, the God we feel. And so we expect him to do exactly what he's always told us he would do for us. And we don't need any frills or thrills. We need the tenacity of a woman with an issue of blood. We need people who are willing to look weird because they expect God to do exceedingly above what we could hope for or imagine. That's him. That's Jesus. So I'm going to pray for you. And if you're expecting God and you believe in God, and you trust in God, know this. He has never lied to one soul ever in the history of the world. Nor will he ever.
Just for your touch, Lord, just for your touch. Right now, Lord, I want the power to come out just like in your word. Turn around right now, God, and just ask us, who touched me? Who touched me? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Heal your children now, today, Lord. We're calling on you. We're believing in you. We're trusting. Lord, I'm telling you today, there's not a man on this earth we can trust. So today, Lord, we're calling on you, Jesus, to heal. We're calling on you, Jesus, to completely heal. All to your glory, God. We're not doing this for profit or ministry growing or none of that stuff. Right now, God, we come humbly before you because we're humans. And we got troubles. And we need you, Jesus, to fix it. We need you, Jesus, to touch us right now. And heal our bodies. Heal our bodies, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, right now, the strongest men on the earth cannot heal themselves. So God, right now today, as you walk Curtis through this, bring complete healing and let him know. Let him know, Lord. Increase his faith to know he's walking into his healing. He's walking into his healing. Thank you, Jesus. We just pray the power that comes only from Mount Zion. We thank you, Lord. We have full access to everything in your kingdom. So today, Lord, let us not claim our old age. Let us not claim our infirmities as our own. To know, Lord, that you told us that we would leap like calves out of a stall, that we would become more youthful as we go. That God, you would heal every joint, every sinew, everything. God, you would anoint us for healing. So today, Lord, we come and we pray, Jesus. We bless you now, Lord. We give you all the praise and glory. So now, Lord, don't just heal the sick. Begin to move in power. We begin to move mountains by faith. Begin to manifest. Manifest in these individual lives. Every gift. Every gift. Every operation of the Holy Ghost. Every operation of the Holy Ghost. Today, right now, in Jesus' name, I cast out all doubt. I cast away all fear. By the fullness of the Holy Spirit, you shall prophesy. He said, in the last days, my sons and daughters will prophesy. Prophesy to the glory of God. Prophesy, foretell the word of God, the glory of God, without fear, without shame. I cast down all unworthiness, all self-doubt. Be filled with the Holy Ghost for the glory of God. Stand upright with confidence. Cast your eyes upon the hills, not upon the valleys. I, the Lord, will direct your steps, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hey, go here. Y'all sit down, lay down, do whatever you want to do. And all you on the other side of that camera, if the Lord touched you tonight, I want you to get on there and let me know. We're not going to send you a self-addressed stamped envelope. I just want to know who you are. I want to keep praying for you. I want to keep lifting you up to the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
Zechariah 4:6, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. I just think the Lord wants you to remember that. It's not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord that you are healed as Steve laid hands on you, like it says in Mark, that we lay hands on the sick in Jesus' name and they will recover. So tonight or any time from now forward, if the enemy comes at you or the doubt or the fear, you quote that scripture, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord, I am healed by Jesus' stripes, according to Isaiah 53.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now see, I think we're coming to a time. Are y'all ready for a time? Because I think we're coming to a time when people who walk by faith will just move by faith. And I think that God will open the doors to bring those who want to see out of the darkness, and those who want to be healed. But it takes a long time to get to where we just do this instantaneous with the Lord, with every head up and every eye open. Gazing upon the hill. He said, ascend my holy hill. It's hard to do that while you're looking down. You know, one of the things about my glasses, there's so much to be learned about my glasses. But I stand up straight now. I look straight now. My hips don't hurt now. You know why? I'm not chasing the top of my glasses to the ground so I can see where I'm walking. God has ordered my steps. My glasses are off. I can see. And I can stand upright. And I can walk without fear of stumbling. I'm tripping over my own stinking feet. Do you know when I get on my horse now? I mean, my horse is big. I get on like a 65-year-old fat guy on Medicare. I have to hold the thing over here and I get my leg up. And then I pull myself up, look like some gorilla going on a banana hunt. And crawl upside. Thank God old Drifter, he's gentle and he'll just let me walk around there till I get on. Well, I hadn't said nothing to anybody. But there's been four times since I got home from Montana that I didn't jump. I can't jump. But I did hit my stirrup. And there's been a couple times that I tried and I missed. Just because I tried and I missed doesn't mean I can't. I'm gonna keep hopping up there. Dadgummit old drifter ain't getting no shorter, but I'm just trying to encourage you with this. Because yesterday morning we talked about this a lot, didn't we, Alan, about encouraging each other. And I used a guy for an example, and I don't know if I'll even end up getting in the Word tonight. I probably will here in a minute.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.